First Timothy chapter 4, look at verse 1. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the reading of your word. Thank you, God, for each one that's come this way tonight. God, I pray, God, you'd help us tonight, Lord, as we do our very best to preach and teach just a little bit. God, I pray, God, you just speak to hearts. Help us, the Lord, to put up that shield of faith, God. Help us, the Lord, to put up that shield, that hedge of protection around us, God. Lord, that only you can put there, God. Help us right now, God, as we preach and move. Let all the praise, all the glory fall on Jesus, because that's where it needs to be, because we can't do anything, God. I love you. Thank you for answering prayers. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for mercy and grace, God, that you bestowed on us, oh, so undeserving. Just like Jackie said, thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. God is calling us to be alert for false teaching and false doctrines. I want to preach a little while on this thought, the difference between good doctrine and doctrine of devils. When this chapter starts out talking about doctrines of devils, and that last verse right there talks about good doctrine. So there is a difference, amen? And understand something. I want you to understand something. This ain't some kind of minute little thing. This has eternal consequences. I talk to people all the time. I talked to a lady today at Walmart today, and she was talking about somebody that was quoting scripture to her on the job, but they were not quoting it quite like she believed and how she was raised. And so she was asking me questions, and I was telling her what the Bible said. You know, that's what, somebody said, well, what is doctrines of devils? What's the doctrines of devils? Well, the Bible gives us a clear picture. Just throw this out at you, okay? Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats which God has created, we've received with thanksgiving, for every creature of God is good. In other words, it's these things that we try to teach or we try to push that's not necessarily the Word of God. Now, the Bible tells us to embrace sound doctrine. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10, for them that defile themselves of mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. That word sound right there comes from the Greek word Hogeino. It means to have sound health. It is to be well in body, to be uncorrupted or true in doctrine. It's basically a medical term to mean healthy. Have healthy doctrine. Why do we need to concentrate on this? Why do we need to preach this? Why do we need to even talk about this? The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, we all know this scripture. Paul says, he's talking to Timothy, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and at his kingdom, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. That's teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall be turned away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Folks, you and I, we are living in the last days. The devil is doing it. Let me tell you something. The devil knows he can't come out with a pitchfork and a red suit and act like the devil and get people to follow him. There are some crazy people out there, Jackie, that want to serve Satan. They're the church of Satan. I'm not talking about it, but the devil's not after that crowd. He's got that crowd. What he's after is people in church. Amen. And what he wants to come in ever so slightly, ever so just a whisper, and just get you off just a little bit. If he can get you off just a little bit, that's all he wants. That's all he wants. And that's what I'm talking about tonight, sound doctrine. Paul told Timothy one time, said, don't let people despise you for your youth. And Timothy had been brought up with a godly mom and a godly grandmother. And if you go back and study it, Timothy was brought up the right way. Let me go ahead and tell you something. If you come to Sunday school and you sit in our Sunday school at this church, you're going to learn sound biblical doctrine. Amen. And if you have a question, if you talk to somebody on your job, or you talk to somebody at Walmart, or you talk to somebody and they're telling you something that's contrary to what Brother David or my wife or Brother Mike or anybody else teaches in this church, you get on the phone and you call one of these teachers, or you call me and ask, and we'll tell you what the Bible says. See, that's the thing. Most people aren't educated enough in the Bible to know about sound doctrine. And I'm not saying people's uneducated. I'm just telling you, folks, if we're not careful, the average Joe sitting in church can be dissuaded by a smooth-talking person that knows a little bit of Scripture, Dale, and knows how to spin it in the right way. The average person can be swayed. Don't be that person. Don't be the average person. Don't be fooled by doctrines of devils, and don't be fooled by seducing spirits. Let's make sure we got good, sound, biblical doctrine. Amen? So why do we need good, sound, biblical doctrine? Good doctrine comes from God. Doctrines of devils comes from demons. Amen. The good doctrine is rooted in the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 says this: know this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. This right here is God's Word. This way, if you want to know what this right here, this is the breathed Word of God. This is what, if God only wrote one book, bless God, you ought to know about it. Yeah. You ought to study it and you ought to read it, amen. You ought to know it from cover to cover and know to cover, because it says Holy Bible, amen. Yes, amen. Good Bible doctrine, precept upon precept, comes from the Word of God. Now, doctrines of devils are inspired by deceiving spirits. Let me tell you something. You want to have a good shout down service? You get Gavin and Libby up here singing, or Preacher Trevor up here preaching. Well, if you want to shout it out, I'll jump pews with you all day long. Praise God. Like Preacher Jack last year said, we'll throw song books and chunk babies. We'll have a time. I like it. Amen. I like it. Thank God I got a salvation that I can feel. Amen. I'm glad that I can come to church and feel the presence of God. But doctrines of devils is built on emotion and built on feelings. If you ever start going to a church and they don't never have no preaching, all they ever do is sing, and all they ever do is shout, and all they ever do is run up and down the aisle, I'm telling you right now, slam the door as you go out, find you a good Bible-believing church that's going to preach the Word of God. Amen. Yes, sir. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil. Seducing spirits right there comes from the Greek word planos. It means to be an imposter or a misleader or deceiver or seducer. Jude chapter 1, verse 4 says this, "For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained unto this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Hey, if you find you go somewhere and it's all about the preacher. We went and sang at a revival one time. When I was at White Savannah, a choir went and sang. This guy got up to preach, Brother Donald, and it was all about him. He told about how many degrees he had. He told about how many colleges he'd been to. He told about how many sermons he had preached. He just went on and on and on and on, all about him. I couldn't wait to get home. It ain't about us. See, doctrines of devils, I'm going to go and tell you something. Doctrines of demons, you find somebody that's hung up on self, and it's all about them, that's a deceiving spirit. Amen. Good doctrine produces godliness. Doctrines of devils produce ungodliness. Good doctrine shapes a holy life. Good doctrine shapes a holy life. Titus chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 says this, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience." Good biblical sound doctrine will teach you how to live. Amen. It'll teach you how to talk. It'll teach you how to walk. It'll teach you how to dress. Yes, amen. Amen. You get a good Bible preaching or Sunday school teacher or Bible preaching preacher that'll take the Word of God and tell you how to live holy and tell you you're supposed to live holy and tell you you're supposed to sanctify yourself daily. And it's all about trying to get closer to God. It ain't about trying to get closer to the world. It's all about trying to please God. It ain't about trying to please the world. It ain't about trying to look like Hollywood. Amen. It's all about trying to please God. That's what good doctrine will do. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3 says, "If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the doctrine which is according to godliness." We're supposed to be Christ-like. A lot of us wear those bracelets, WWJD, but you wait until after you done blowed off the handle to ask what Jesus would do. You really don't want to know what Jesus would do, do you? I'm going to do what I want to do, and then we'll worry about what Jesus wants to do. I didn't get not one amen right there. Not one. Amen. Good biblical doctrine will teach us to be holy. Good biblical doctrine. Selfish, not to be prideful, to lift up. Like I said, while the doctrines of devil encourage about, it's all about self. It's all about me. Timothy chapter 6, verse 3, "If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, into the doctrine which is according to godliness," listen, "he is proud, not knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strife of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, and evil surmising." Proud, it's all about self. It's all about me. Amen. I've seen people in church. I mean, they would get up to sing, and it was all about them. Y'all know, you know what I'm talking about, preacher. I've seen singing groups get up in camp meetings and in revivals, and they come to a church like ours or some of our other churches in town. They come in and they got a lively crowd and amen, and they're standing up and they're shouting a little bit, and they think, "Well, man, we ought to just keep on singing." No, it ain't about you. Hey, shut your mouth, sit down, and let the preacher get up and preach the word. It's all about self. Jude chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 says this, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained into this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." They are not crept into the world. They are crept into the church. Yes, sir. They ain't got to go to the bar room. They're coming into church. They're coming into church to deceive. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be good. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 1 says this, For there were false prophets also among the people, even as there all shall be false teachers among you. Listen, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying that the Lord that brought them and bringing upon themselves swift destruction. You see, most of these doctrines of devils, it'll start out and it'll have a form of godliness, but it's denying the power thereof. It'll have a form of godliness, but then all of a sudden, there's something else denying the Lord Jesus. Hey, let me tell you something. If you go to church and they talk more about something else than they do about Jesus, it's time for you to leave. Amen. I'm going to just go ahead and be blunt. If you go to a church and you get around somebody and all they want to talk about is deliverance and all delivering demons and all this kind of nonsense, hey, they want to talk more about that than they do salvation, best thing for you to do is head for the door, glory to God, get back to you a Bible-believing church. Amen. That is doctrines of devils. It's all about Jesus. My Lord, if we'll let Jesus be God of our life, you won't have to worry about no demon possession. I tried to be good, but I couldn't. Good doctrine is built on truth. Doctrine of the devils is built on lies. Good doctrine is built on truth. Good doctrine is based on the unchanging word of God. Let me go ahead and tell you something. This thing's been going on for thousands of years. Amen. This is the word of God. It ain't going to change. They might try to change it, but it ain't going to change. Amen. And good Bible doctrine is based on the word of God. John chapter 17, verse 17 says this, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Doctrine of the devil wants to twist and wants to add. If you go to Genesis chapter 3, the Bible talks about how when Eve was deceived, the Bible says this, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye shall eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Hey, yeah, he wasn't lying to her, but he was twisting it. He was twisting it. And if we ain't careful, that's what I was talking about a while ago, how some people can take it and twist it just a little bit. You know, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, Satan quoted scripture to him. He misquoted it just a little bit. Just a little bit. How many of y'all, anybody ever watch some of these TV preachers and they'll take a verse, Dale, completely out of context? David, you know what I'm talking about, Chuck. You know what? Completely out of context, Brother Donald, and preach a whole sermon completely out of context. Well, I had a good preacher friend of mine. And I'm not calling any names, but he called one of my other preacher friends. He said, man, he said, God's give me a good sermon thought. He said, let me hear it. He gave him the sermon thought, and then he quoted the scripture. He said, that ain't what that scripture means. The preacher got mad at him. Let me tell you something. Just because I got a good sermon thought, if I ain't got no Bible to back it up, best thing I can do is keep my mouth shut. Come on. Amen. Is based on the word. Good doctrine will strengthen your faith. Doctrines of devils will destroy your faith. Amen. Amen. Good doctrine. Jude verse 20 says this, but ye beloved, building up yourselves in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Good Bible doctrine, good Bible preaching, good Bible teaching will build up your faith. I've told you this before. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It don't say faith cometh by hearing and hearing by preaching. It don't say faith cometh by hearing and hearing by Sunday school. I believe that will help us. But you want to get your faith built up, get yourself in this Bible, read this Bible, study this Bible, pray over this Bible, let the Holy Ghost speak to you. When you read your Bible, take time, sit down, and let God speak to you through his word. That's how we build up our faith. Doctrine of the devils puts doubt. Pulls you from faith. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now listen, I've read this several times, but I'm going to read it one more time. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed. Giving heed. Giving heed. You know what that means? I'm going to give you a little illustration, okay? Hey, preacher man, let me tell you something. Now he's all in. You know what he just did? He gave heed. He gave heed. There's people that we know. There's people Jackie knows. It's not following the Bible. There's people Brother Donald Boone. There's people Gavin knows. That does not follow the Bible like the Bible says to follow. Amen? Why in the world would we listen to them people? Why are we giving heed to the false doctrine? I don't care if I upset you about this or not. I just ain't one of them things that I'm trying to be good about. Amen. If you listening to Joel Osteen, you giving heed to seducing spirits. If you listening to Kenneth Copeland, you giving heed. If you listening to Jesse Duplantis, you're giving heed. If you're listening to Joyce Myers, you crazy. Just thought I'd throw that one out there, amen? Why are we giving heed to these people that we know is not following what thus saith the word? Preacher Trevor and Miss Jessica gonna know what I'm talking about when I say this. You don't know a lot of stuff until you start running with the preacher crowd. Your eyes get open, don't it, preacher? Everybody carrying the King James Bible ain't all they say they are. Amen? So when you start running with it, when we first started hanging around preachers, we'd go out and eat with them or whatever, and Preacher Trevor probably, Miss Jessica probably had the same conversation. We'd get ready to leave, and my wife would tell me, you don't need to be hanging around that one. She said, "They something ain't right. You don't need to be hanging around that one." Amen. You listen to your wife. I'm telling you right now, folks, every Free Will Baptist preacher ain't all they say they're supposed to be. And I'm not saying every Free Will Baptist preacher is preaching doctrines of devils, but I'm just telling you right now, folks, we got to understand we need to make sure that we're listening to good, sound, biblical doctrine. Amen. Be on the lookout for anybody trying to lead you away from the way you've been taught. When I look around, I see Gavin and I see Drew and Preacher Trevor and some of these that grew up in this church. You grew up under sound biblical doctrine. Adhere to that. You know what you believe. Just like I was talking to this lady at Walmart today, she said, I know what I believe. She said, I know how I was raised and what she was talking about. She told this person, she said, listen, I ain't been to church in years. I'm in a backslid state. She said, I need to ask God to forgive me. The guy said, oh, no, you covered. She said, oh, no. She said, am I wrong, preacher? I said, oh, no, ma'am, you're right. You're dead on the money. 1 John 1:9 said, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Anybody tells you you ain't got to pray, anybody tells you ask God for forgiveness, don't listen to them. Amen. Quit giving heed, amen. Good Bible doctrine leads to freedom. Doctrine of the devils will lead you to bondage. Amen. John chapter 8, verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Amen. The truth shall make you free. Doctrines of devils enslave our mind. Doctrines of devils will bind us down. 2 Peter chapter 2 says this, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there also be false teachers among you, who shall privily bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them in, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Did you hear that? The way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covenants shall with framed words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Then verse 19 comes on. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 19, while they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For whom a man is overcome, the same is he that's brought in bondage. Now I found this little quote. The Bible teaches that the origins of false doctrine, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, and the origins of all false religious is demonic, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 19 through 20. This explains the frequency of demonic possession among people of false religions and strong demonic opposition of missionary work in so many places throughout the world. You go to these false Hindu things. You go to these Islamic things. You can find demonic possession more than you'll ever find in a good Bible-based teaching. If you went to India, there's a lot of Hindus in India. Now, I've heard Preacher Carlisle talk about it. I've heard Preacher Sherwood Lee talk about demonic possession. That's why they're fighting so hard against our missionaries, because it's the truth. Amen. And the truth will make you free. But false doctrine will tie you down in bondage. Good Bible doctrine endures forever. Doctrines of devils will be destroyed. Amen. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. Shall stand forever. There ain't enough devils in hell to knock it off. Amen. It'll stand forever. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 25, but the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. We know that the word's going to live forever, but the doctrines of devils are going to be exposed and going to be judged one day. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 says this, then shall that wicked be revealed, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. My God, all Jesus has got to do is show up and the devil's defeated. I need to stop right there and just have a fit. I'm going to read that again, amen. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the work with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusions. They should believe a lie, that all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Doctrines of devils will fall. Doctrines of devils will be destroyed. Good doctrine guards our soul. Doctrines of devils don't. Good doctrine leads to salvation by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Doctrines of devils. I'm just going to throw this out. There was one that started a long time ago. It's called the Catholic Church. I believe that's a doctrine of the devil, where you got to go in and confess your sins to a man, and that man can absolve your sins, and you pay a little money, and everything's all right. No. How many people down through the years, Adrian, have been deceived by that? How many people down through the years went into eternity, stood before God, a good Catholic? Oh, I prayed to Mary, and I prayed to Peter, and I prayed, depart from me, I know you not. Let me tell you, there's one way. It ain't Jesus and deliverance. It ain't Jesus and it's Jesus only. That's good biblical doctrine. Doctrines of devils will lead to destruction. Matthew chapter 7 tells us this. I'm going to read verse 15 through verse 23. Then we're going to come to a close. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. In other words, they come to you dressed, looking like a sheep, looking like one of us. That's what this is. The words in red now. Ye shall know them by the fruits, by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. And verse 22 says this, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? That word prophesied right there means to preach. Have we not preached in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Doctrines of devils are going to be destroyed. It's going to be judged. And it's going to be brought to naught. Amen. We live in a day where everything that sounds spiritual ain't. That ain't good English, but that's good preaching. Everything that sounds spiritual ain't. And like I said when we started, it might be, you might say, well, preacher, that's just a small thing. This small thing that I'm talking about right now can have eternal consequences. Amen. We've got a missionary. And I'm not knocking no denomination, okay? They were raised Southern Baptists. They were brought up Southern Baptists. They were brought up to believe full-blown Southern Baptists. Once saved, always saved. That's the way they were brought up. This missionary told his wife one day, he said, we just need to go back and read the Bible. We're gonna put all the other books aside. We're going to sit down and we're going to read the Bible. He said as they started reading the Bible, they kind of got under conviction. He said, because you can't read that Bible and understand what that Bible says and believe that once you get saved, that you don't never have to worry about it again. I believe that can be, ain't no doubt in my mind, John Calvin spread doctrines of devils with predestination. I believe that was a doctrine of the devil. Amen. I believe that, David, you know what I'm talking about. I believe that with all my heart. It's a doctrine. Listen, I believe that a person can be saved in a Southern Baptist church, believe once saved, always saved, and as long as they do what they're supposed to and do like this Bible says, they'll be all right. But I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this. I believe that a person has got to live every day to the best of their ability. And no matter what happens in our life, ain't none of us going to be perfect. We're going to have to ask God to forgive us. As long as we got a free will, we're going to booger it up. Amen. Amen. We all do. I could go ahead and ask for the altar call right now, and all y'all run to the altar. Amen. Either that or you're lying. Be careful. That's why Sunday school is so important. Listen, if you don't open up the Word of God and expound on the Word of God, let me tell you something. The devil will sing Amazing Grace right along with you. We need the Word of God. Amen. I want you to bow your heads.